Hey there, you're listening to a new episode of the Darius Farooq Show, and on today's episode, I have a question for you. And the question is, are you saving too much money? I don't know. Are you? Let's figure that out. So, I've been saving money pretty consistently for about something like 7-8 years, like consistently. I mean, having a system and thinking about, you know, the amount of money that I want to save and then later invest. But let's focus on the saving. And I've been doing this consistently, right, for many years. I remember a few years ago having a conversation with my dentist. And you might think, hey, why are you talking about money with your dentist or talking about saving? Now, I knew my dentist ever since I was a kid, and I would always go to the same guy. And as I grew older, we would always spend a few minutes talking about all kinds of different things. After he checked on my teeth or did a procedure, which fortunately wasn't that often. But, you know, we would always talk about a lot of different things. And as I started investing, at some point we talked about investing. And he mentioned to me that he's also a very active investor. And that's something that he was doing for many years. And during one of our conversations several years ago, I told him how serious I was about saving money and also investing my money. And here's what he said to me. And this is kind of counterintuitive and something you don't hear very often. And he said to me, look, you don't have to save so much money. Just enjoy your life as well, because your best earning years are in front of you. He said that most people earn the most money in their career or earn the highest wages in their 40s and 50s. Think about it. That's when you've probably achieved a, you know, somewhat higher level in your career, because no one starts out earning a high income in their 20s and also not necessarily in their 30s. At least this is not common, right? So most people achieve it in their late 40s and in their 50s. So there's a stretch often of like 10 to 15 years where I wouldn't necessarily say a lot of money, but your top earning years. And then later on, it starts to go down a little bit again often. And some people keep earning more every single year as they get older, which happens as well. But his point was, you don't necessarily have to go crazy and pinch every single penny right now if you're in your 20s or 30s or even in your early 40s, because you will earn more. And as you will earn more, you will be able to save more as well. And this is a mistake I think that a lot of people make. They look at where they are right now and they judge their whole life based on that instant, right? So let's say you're 28 and you're earning a certain salary, and you might look around you and see everything is expensive and, you know, you can't afford certain things, and you think that you will end up in that place where you are forever, earning that same income and being in that same job, et cetera, et cetera. But if you focus on self-development and keep learning new skills, and if you're serious about your career and you keep improving and you keep making progress, then you will also keep earning more. Now, this doesn't happen every single year, so that's why we don't really notice it, right? And it also doesn't happen within several years. It happens more in decades. And we don't have that type of imagination. Right? So think about it. Do you know what you will make in 10 years? No, no one knows. But you keep judging your life and the outcome of your life based on what you are earning today. Now, that is a mistake, right? So it's also obviously a mistake to spend everything that you make in your 20s, 30s, 30s. So you obviously want to save money. But there is a point where it becomes too much. Now, the question is, what is that number? And that really depends on how much you've been saving recently in recent years. Now, if you've been saving 1% of your income for a few months and then 5% and then 7% and then 2%, and you're all over the place and it's not super consistent, then you're probably not saving too much. But if you're one of those super frugal people and, you know, you're all about early retirement and all of that kind of stuff, spend some time rethinking your saving strategy. Now, I'm not saying you should change anything. Just rethink it. Ask yourself, am I saving too much money? Kind of think ahead. Look at the trajectory that you're on right now in terms of your career. Are you seeing some improvement? Do you have the potential to earn more? Do you own a business? Or do you have the ambition to become a manager or a CEO? All of these things play a different role. If you have a future in front of you that has the potential for you to, you know, be a high earner, so think of becoming a partner at a certain firm or being a C-level executive, being even a CEO or, you know, owning your own business. If you're on that type of trajectory, then you really have to rethink everything because there will potentially come a point when you will earn more. Now, obviously, this is all potentially, right? And you don't know exactly what will happen. Some people might say, maybe you're dead in a year. So there are all these different factors that come into play when you think about how much money you want to save. So that's why this is such an important question to ask yourself. And obviously, you don't need to figure out the answer right now. The only thing that you want to be doing is think about this stuff. Think about how much you're saving. Think about your potential. And figure out a number that's good for you so that you have a good life right now, but also in the future. So you want to optimize for both things. So I hope you found this useful. And like always, until the next episode, take care.